andando pelo mundo, prestando atenção em cores que eu não sei o nome. Cores de Almodóvar, cores de Frida Kahlo.
Good morning, guys, at State Grid Brazil. Today is Monday, July the 6th, 2020. On this date, in 1907, the Mexican painter Frida Kahlo was born. Inspired by her country's popular culture, she explored gender issues and the identity of the Mexican people in her art, and she always kept a close eye on the female issue. Her life is a lesson in overcoming. In a serious accident, Frida suffered multiple fractures, which compromised her spine. She underwent over 30 surgeries because she wanted to start painting again. Her extraordinary dedication was so great that she even painted with an easel adapted to her bed. Frida was in a lot of pain, but still left inspiring quotes. At the end of the day, we can take much more than we think we can, she said about her struggle. Instead of feeling sorry for her accident, she wrote, "Why do I want feet for if I have wings to fly?" Yesterday was the day of capoeira, a 100% Brazilian martial art. It was created in the 17th century by slaves of the Bantu ethnic group. It was a form of cultural expression and entertainment, but it also helped the slaves in their escapes. Currently, capoeira mixes martial arts, sports, popular culture, dance, and music. It's a fight for self-defense with no uses of weapons. To practice it, you need to play typical instruments and sing. It's estimated that 6 million Brazilians practice capoeira and 8 million people worldwide. Capoeira is taught in 72 countries. In 2014, it was recognized by UNESCO as an intangible cultural heritage of humanity. For more traditional groups, capoeira is a form of expression of black culture, an Afro-Brazilian martial art. Mestre Moraes from Salvador says, "Capoeira is the fusion of body and mind. Compared to other martial arts, it corresponds to Chinese Tai Chi Chuan, in where you don't have to be strong, but smart." And look how interesting, Tai Chi is a martial art in the form of moving meditation. Tai Chi masters teach that there are three valuable lessons for facing life's difficulties. The first is, you can overcome the movements through stillness. The second is, hardness can be overcome through softness. And the third says that it's possible to beat the fast through the slow.
Vamos embora, camarada. Vamos sair dessa jogada.
These are teachings that show how we need to adjust our reactions to the difficulties. Capoeira fighters use all muscles of the body and exercise flexibility and reflex. Dedication and discipline are essential. You must practice for at least 1 year to have the first graduation or batizado. Listening to capoeira, we'll remember our birthday people. Yesterday, it was the birthday of Celso Cipriano from Lusiana, Marcos de Souza from Xingu, and Rodrigo Oliveira from Ribeirão Preto. Today, our colleague from Rio, Leonardo Faria, celebrates his birthday. All the happiness to every one of you. Remembering that at 4 p.m., it's time to relax. You can't miss it. Your body and mind will thank you. Have a great week, everyone. We'll be here again tomorrow. Your energy is essential. Visit www.sgcomvc.com.br. Thank you for listening. This podcast is a special internal content for all employees of State Grid Brazil.